That's a band called Blue Soup, and You're My Rhythm by one of London's finest and most unique quartets. Blue Soup have a fresh and friendly new sound with upbeat, odd-time swinging grooves, soulful jazzy songwriting, cheerfully downbeat lyrics, Latin, Balkan and Eastern influences. And it is welcome to the programme, Graham Silcock. Hello, Graham.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks very much for taking time out of your schedule to talk to us, Graham. First of all, to begin with, Blue Soup, tell us a bit about your band and how you all got together.
Yeah, well, there's me on vocals and guitar. We've got Mike Seal on bass, double bass and fretless. All the way from Greece, we've got Kostas Beklos on drums.
Right.
And Toby Knoll on trumpet and all sorts of other horns, saxophones and everything else. Yeah, me and Mike, we'd met in Liverpool. We were playing up there in guitar bands. We moved down to London and started Blue Soup. We wanted to do something that was still a guitar band, but with a bit of a difference. And we felt that a trumpet was a good way to go. Would be quite interesting. Mm-hmm. And then we found Kostas very early on. We were quite lucky, and it took a little while to track Toby down, but eventually we found him. And we knew we had a really good balance, a good team, so, Blue Soup was born.
Now, I've heard that Toby, the trumpet player's dad, was actually in the Bonzo Dog Doodah band. Is that true?
Yeah, he was. Vernon Dudley Bohe Knowles. Yeah, they're still doing stuff, I think. They're all very charming and very badly behaved on stage. I was a big fan of them, before I met Toby, and I loved their sense of humour and... In some ways, try to keep that spirit in Blue Soup.
Now, your first album was called Occupied, and that was released in 2006. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we released that through the Raison d'Etre Collective, which is an international collective of musicians in London. We produced that ourselves, and that's still out there. That's available on iTunes.
Mm. Now, how would you describe the Blue Soup sound? What are your influences?
Yeah, lots of different elements. Essentially, we write pop songs, trying to introduce some jazz and Latin and rock and Balkan and all sorts of different styles into it. There's a sense of humour, I hope. We want to make it friendly and fun and accessible. And actually, Paul, who produced the second album, the one that's just about to come out, he described it as a guitar band meets big band. So I thought that was quite nice.
You mentioned your second album. It's called Attention. It's out very soon and was produced by Paul Milner. How did you get together with him?
Yeah, we were really lucky to team up with Paul. He's worked with a wide number of people: Keith Richards, Robert Palmer, Rush, so rock, and as well as jazz artists like Canadian Anne Murray and the Randy Waldman Trio. So he was great. He'd heard some of our music. He was really keen to do our next album with us. And luckily, we had it all written and ready to go. And he was free, so it was really quick.
Now you've got a couple of songs in French on the album, haven't you?
Yeah, a couple of songs. We've been playing in over in Paris. We go over there sort of from time to time, and I brushed up my schoolboy French and got it checked out with friends over there. And I wrote, lyrically, I've been writing about what I've been going through the last couple of years. Lots of raw material there, lots of angst and changes, relationships and things like that. But that's where we wrote it. We wrote a lot of stuff and put it straight into the set and played it live in front of people. It seems to work quite well to test things out live and gives it a bit more sort of depth when you get into the studio.
Yeah. Now you're currently shooting a video for the song Loser. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we've been doing a video this week with a company called Impossible TV. I've written music for them in the past, and their lead animator Pete Addington's doing the video for us. It's going to be part animated and part live action. It should be a lot of fun, and it's going to be on YouTube pretty soon.
So, what are your plans? How do people stay in touch and basically find out more about Blue Soup?
Yeah, well, plans. We're promoting the album. It's going to be an album launch in London in the next couple of months. We're waiting confirmation on festivals, and hopefully we'll get over to Canada. But bluesoup.net is where you find out more about Blue Soup.
Okay, and we're going to play out with Loser, aren't we?
Yeah.
Graham Silcock, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, Bill.